If you remember that time, and it does.
Well, let me tell you, it's better than not having anything to play on at all. Because then I hire something. You get no complaints out of me.
That's true. What do you need me to roll me in on? What is that again? Pyramid? Oh, okay. It works. How you feeling? Because I was
pretty good.
You look good.
I'm hanging in there. I mean, you know, I have this bronchitis thing, and so it kind of flares up every now and again. And when I was in Italy the last time, I picked up a pretty bad cold.
Wonderful.
Usually whenever I catch a cold, it aggravates my
bronchial.
My bronchial, yeah. And so it takes a while for it to really, really calm down. I mean, I could do a whole lot of medication, but I just refuse to do it. So.
What do you normally do when you have to get on things?
I for the most part, I ride it out because I don't like taking a lot of medication and drugs. I'll take it if I absolutely have to, if I can't get it under control. But for the most part, I usually try to ride it out. I usually have to get in some fresh air and just really calm down because, you know, once it gets aggravated, your body just goes with it.
You know, it's funny. The worst thing that can happen is that you're in the airplane, and that's the killer right there.
Oh, yeah.
That starts it right off. All you need is a spore from the filtration system, and boom, you're sick.
It's really interesting. The air can be too cool. The worst is when people are around me and they're smoking.
Oh, even worse, of course.
And in Italy, you know, that's what goes on. People, it's like people just come and stand in front of the booth, and then they just blow smoke at me. And it's like, exactly. And then I start barking, and then I can't stop.
Yeah, right, and that's it. And your night is over. Pretty much.
And then I usually stop, and then, you know, of course, they don't want me to, they don't understand it, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, please.
You want to pick the needle, you just say, look, I gotta go. What do you mean you gotta go?
I can't breathe.
If I can't fucking breathe, I can't play.
Exactly. You know, and of course, you know, they have difficulty understanding that, but I don't care about you understanding it. I understand that I can't breathe.
Yeah, my lungs are telling me one thing. I'm starting to feel like it's shutting down. Enough.
Exactly, and that's not cute. What are we doing?
We're doing whatever you like to say. To Larry, I want you to say something that you feel comfortable about.
Okay.
It's on the Wednesday show, Action, the night of his birthday.
Right.
Whatever you feel is appropriate, Frankie.
How much time do I have?
As much as you like, as little as you like. I will fit you in.
Okay, let's just wing it.
Yeah, that's it. I'll edit it. If you mess up.
I didn't write anything down, and I just put it in my head, and I just thought a lot about it.
Okay.
You know, and I would rather wing it as opposed to it sounding scripted or anything like that.
If you mess up, no problem. I'll edit it so it's tight. I promise. Okay? With positive, you know.
I'm gonna keep it simple, and I'm not going to drag it on. So.
Oh. It's okay. Whatever. You do what you feel is comfortable. Whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready. I'm already. I put it. It's working for me. Whenever you. I'll be quiet, and you go. I'm gonna mute me. Hold on. I am now muting.
Okay. Hi, my name is Frankie Knuckles, and today is Larry's birthday. Larry is everything. He's everything to a whole lot of people. And one of the great things about him is that he... Can we start again?
Sure.
Today is Larry's birthday. Happy birthday, Larry. Matter of fact, happy birthday, Juan. When we were kids, Larry had quite a few different nicknames, and Balenji Wong was one of his names. So any of our close friends that we grew up with that are watching this will probably get a big giggle out of it because they remember it. But happy birthday, Juan. One of the things I want to say about Larry is that I think one of the things that make him so legendary and so spectacular, not just to us DJs that grew up with him and revered him and praised him in everything that we do, I think the thing that really reached and touched so many different people, especially the ones on the dance floor, is if you caught him on one of those legendary nights at the garage, when you floated up out of that club, because you really didn't walk, when you floated up out of that club, you lived, and one of the first things you wanted to do was to go home and start playing records, even if you weren't a DJ. you were just so inspired by the evening and by all the music that he played that the first thing you wanted to do, if it wasn't running to Vinylmania or any of the other record stores to buy records because you heard some place of the theaters, you wanted to go home and start playing records. And a lot of people did. They had setups at home. They would go home and they would play all afternoon because they were so inspired by that. I carry that kind of inspiration about him with me all the time. Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Fabulous, Frankie. Frankie, it's beautiful. Gorgeous.
Okay.
I think it's appropriate. It's beautiful. God. Okay.